The place was designed by Ange Jacques Gabriel in 1755 as a moat skirted octagon between the Champs-Élysées to the west and the Tuileries Garden to the east. Decorated with statues and fountains, the area was named the Place Louis XV to honor the king at that time. The square showcased an equestrian statue of the king, which had been commissioned in 1748 by the city of Paris, sculpted mostly by Edmé Bouchardon, and completed by Jean-Baptiste Pigalle after the death of Bouchardon. At the north end, two magnificent identical stone buildings were constructed. Separated by the Rue Royale, these structures remain among the best examples of Louis Quinze-style architecture. Initially, the eastern building served as the French Naval Ministry. Shortly after its construction, the western building became the opulent home of the Duc d'Aumont. It was later purchased by the Comte de Crillon, whose family resided there until 1907. The famous luxury Hotel de Crillon, which currently occupies the building, took its name from its previous owners. During the French Revolution in 1789, the statue of Louis XV of France was torn down and the area renamed the Place de la Révolution. The new revolutionary government erected a guillotine in the square, and it was here that King Louis XVI was executed on January 21, 1793. Other important figures guillotined on the site, often in front of cheering crowds, were Queen Marie Antoinette, Princess Elizabeth of France, Charlotte Corday, Madame du Barry, Georges Danton, Camille Desmoulins, Antoine Lavoisier, Maximilien Robespierre, Louis de Saint-Just, and Olympe de Gouges. In 1795, under the Directory, the square was renamed Place de la Concorde as a gesture of reconciliation after the turmoil of the French Revolution. After the Bourbon Restoration of 1814, the name was changed back to Place Louis XV, and in 1826 the square was renamed Place Louis XVI. After the July Revolution of 1830, the name was returned to Place de la Concorde and has remained that way since. The center of the place is occupied by a giant Egyptian obelisk decorated with hieroglyphics exalting the reign of the pharaoh Ramesses II. It is one of two the Egyptian government gave to the French in the 19th century. The other one stayed in Egypt, too difficult and heavy to move to France with the technology at that time. In the 1990s, President François Mitterrand gave the second obelisk back to the Egyptians. The obelisk once marked the entrance to the Luxor Temple. The self-declared Khedive of Egypt, Muhammad Ali Pasha, offered the 3,300-year-old Luxor obelisk to France in 1829. It arrived in Paris on December 21, 1833. 3 years later, on October 25, 1836, King Louis-Philippe had it placed in the center of Place de la Concorde. The obelisk, a yellow granite column, rises 23 meters, 75 feet, high, including the base, and weighs over 250 tons, 280 short tons. Given the technical limitations of the day, transporting it was no easy feat. On the pedestal are drawn diagrams explaining the machinery that was used for the transportation. The obelisk is flanked on both sides by fountains constructed at the time of its erection on the place. Missing its original cap, believed stolen in the 6th century BC, the government of France added a gold-leafed pyramid cap to the top of the obelisk in 1998. The two fountains in the Place de la Concorde have been the most famous of the fountains built during the time of Louis-Philippe, and came to symbolize the fountains in Paris. They were designed by Jacques-Ignace Hittorf, a student of the neoclassical designer Charles Percier at the École des Beaux-Arts. The German-born Hittorf had served as the official architect of festivals and ceremonies for the deposed king, and had spent 2 years studying the architecture and fountains of Italy. Hittorf's two fountains were on the theme of rivers and seas, in part because of their proximity to the Ministry of Navy, and to the Seine. Their arrangement, on a north-south axis aligned with the obelisk of Luxor and the Rue Royale, and the form of the fountains themselves, were influenced by the fountains of Rome, particularly Piazza Navona and the Piazza San Pietro, both of which had obelisks aligned with fountains. Both fountains had the same form, a stone basin, six figures of tritons or naiads holding fish spouting water, six-seated allegorical figures, their feet on the prows of ships, supporting the pedestal of the circular vasque, four statues of different forms of genius in arts or crafts supporting the upper inverted upper vasque, whose water shot up and then cascaded down to the lower vasque and then the basin. The north fountain was devoted to the rivers, with allegorical figures representing the Rhone and the Rhine, the arts of the harvesting of flowers and fruits, harvesting and grape growing, and the geniuses of river navigation, industry, and agriculture. The south fountain, closer to the Seine, represented the seas, with figures representing the Atlantic and the Mediterranean, harvesting coral, harvesting fish, collecting shellfish, collecting pearls, and the geniuses of astronomy, navigation, and commerce. 3. In the 1961 experimental documentary Chronique d'Unit, Marceline Loredan-Ivens walks through the Place de la Concorde while reflecting on memories of her father and her time in Auschwitz-Birkenau. In the Star Trek novels, the Place de la Concorde is the location of the offices of the President and the Council of the United Federation of Planets. In The Devil Wears Prada, Andrea Sachs throws her phone into one of the Fontaines de la Concorde. Angel, the seventh book in the Maximum Ride novel series, includes the Place de la Concorde as a rally area to a crime organization known as the Doomsday Group. In the video game Tom Clancy's End War, the Place de la Concorde is across the bridge from the spawn point and is a major firefight zone. The zone is also showcased in the trailer. Russians use the square for cover and the Luxor obelisk is heavily damaged. Later in the trailer, a transport aircraft crashes in the center of the square. In the end, a missile lands in the background and destroys the square. In Matthew Riley's first novel in the Jack West JR series, Seven Ancient Wonders, the Place de la Concorde is the resting place of a piece of the capstone to the Great Pyramid at Giza. In the novel Tender is the Night by F. Scott Fitzgerald, Rosemary and Dick pass through the Place de la Concorde several times during their secret liaison. In the music video of Tendrement by Koffi Olomide on his album Affaire d'Etat, he is seen walking round Fontaines de la Concorde. The Luxor obelisk is mentioned in the song Ilest Cinqars, Paris Sévelé by Jacques Dutron. During 6 months, October 2015 to May 2016, the interactive sculpture entitled Fairs 4 by the French artist and engineer Mylène Guermont 567 was installed in Place de la Concorde next to the obelisk. Any passerby could transmit her or his heartbeat directly into Fairs thanks to a cardiac sensor, and this artwork sparkled and illuminated the obelisk at her or his heart rhythm. This federative, sustainable, and monumental artwork of 30 meters high was also in dialogue with the Eiffel Tower and the Montparnasse Tower.